Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, March the 8th, 2019. Welcome to our women's segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are discussing the International Women's Day, which is recognized globally, celebrating the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women. The day, which is today, also marks a call to action for accelerating gender parity.
And already the Zimbabwe today celebrated the day with commemorations of a different nature. We saw the MDC, they were celebrating in Chitungwiza, and we saw the government, they were in Gokwe South, where Vice President Kembo Mohadi officiated at the event.
Yes, Sithandekile, we also saw that some women's rights organizations joined the government. We saw the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe, who we had on the program yesterday, also joining in the commemorations. And the theme for the International Women's Day for this year is Balance for Better, which, amongst other issues, emphasizes that balance is not just a women's issue, but is also a business issue and required to exercise in such areas as a boardroom, government, media coverage, and wealth. So it's all inclusive.
And the Zimbabwe Constitution stipulates that women and men have the right to equal treatment, including the right to equal opportunities in political, economic, and cultural and social spheres.
As you said, you actually spoke to the Minister of Enterprises Development, Stembiso Nyoni, yesterday about the event which they held today, where they said today they were at Nemangwe Cotton Marketing Board. And as you said earlier on, the honorable there was President Kembo Mohadi, who officiated. Over to you, Star.
Yes, and now to join our discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
And as you know, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940-15455 shortwave kilohertz Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But ladies, as you know, out there, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina chemadzimai musakanganwe.
And don't forget that we are now live streaming on our Facebook pages, and you can join in the conversation right now by liking us. Please go to VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele.
And Star, we are lucky. We actually have different views from different women all over Africa who are speaking about sexual harassment, one of the major problems that we've seen women continually complaining about. Let's take a listen to what they had to say.
There are different types of sexual harassment. It can be in the bus when a man gets too close to you or even touches your hand. This can be considered sexual harassment.
For me, sexual harassment can be over the phone when a man asks you to do something and you refuse. They pressure you. It's very hard, and I would even consider it a psychological harassment.
Some men ask for pictures. Others try to forcibly approach you. This, for me, is sexual harassment.
Some men don't take into consideration that you are wearing the hijab. They don't care. They still call you on the street.
I condemn these acts committed by our men. Very often, these men are our bosses and supervisors who act this way.
Personally, if I'm sexually harassed in a professional environment, I will complain to the human resources, and if I feel that there is no follow-up, I will take my complaint to the authorities who will handle this matter and who will bring me justice.
I would recommend women to always denounce their abuser, because social justice, articles of the Constitution and family laws guarantee and protect women's rights.
Since sexual harassment harms a woman's confidence, since it stands in the way of her professional and emotional growth, I say women have to report their abuser.
Somali woman or Somaliland woman can meet a lot of violence, such as rape, physical assaults, FGM, intimidation, and attempt rape.
It's unfortunate that our culture does not allow rape victims to come forward, mainly for fear of victimization. This is mainly due to the circumstances where rape actually happens. You're looking at a situation where it's probably a family setup. Your father, your uncle, your brother would have raped you. So for you to be able, you may come out, but you come up within the family setup, and you know it's just talked within that family. And because of fear, some women just go quiet.
We need first to break the culture of silence, because here in Burundi, most of the times when a woman is raped, she's obliged to be silent. So we have first to promote a culture that is against violence against women.
Star, we're hearing their different views of different women. We also heard from a woman from Zimbabwe who was talking about how culture has also hindered, you know, rape victims openly discussing and coming forward and, you know, reporting their abusers. Some of the issues that are being discussed as women commemorate International Women's Day today.
Yebo ke kulabo abasanda ukuba lathi kathesi sikhangela ilanga lokunanzwa kwamalungelo abesifazana ele International Women's Day lona elinamuhla sibona ukuthi kunengi imicimbi esiyenziwe eZimbabwe mayelana lalolu suku. Sibonile ukuthi uhulumende ube lomkhosi eGogwe South lapho abesifazana abachiyeneyo bebukisa impahla zabo imisebenzi yezandla lokunye. Njalo sibonile inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo lazo zile imicimbi echiyeneyo. Sabona njalo ibandla leMDC elikhokelwa umnumzana esenchamisa lalo lilo alomkhosi esitungisa litshengisa ke abekusenzakala. Labasifazana abaningi bebethumela imbiko yabo besitsho ukuthi kuyini okwenzakala elizweni, kodwa siyananzelela ukuthi uhulumende uthi minengi imizamo aseyenzile ukuthi athuthukise amalungelo abesifazane. Kodwa abanye bayala bathi hayi akunjalo, ngoba labo vele yabo imizekeliso abathi hayi ngoba kukhona okunye okungenziwanga, bathi amalungelo abantu awananzwa kwele Zimbabwe. Kodwa-ke laphana-ke belikubona kumabonakude sibonile abesifazane abavela emazweni achiyeneyo ade bekhuluma-ke lapha lentathela izindaba zakhonapha emsakazweni we-Voice of America. Lapha phela sibaningi, asiyo Zimbabwe yodwa, silamanye amazwe. Manje laba bebengabe-Afrika, sizafica ukuthi kulamazwe anjengabe-Ethiopia, kule Burundi, kulabe Somali, labanye abaningi-ningi kulabe-Tanzania, kulabe-Nigeria. Ngakho sihlangene singamazwe amaningi ukuthi-ke isakhiwo lesi side phezulu ngale ozafica ukuthi kulaba amanye amazwe anjengawempumalanga, kulama-Asians, kulama-China, kulama-Russia, kulabantu abaningi. Kodwa-ke owesifazana laba bebekhuluma bebesitshela ukuthi ziningi indlela abesifazana abahlukuluzwa ngalo. Bathi ayisikho kutshaywa kuphela, nxa umuntu ekhuluma ingani amabala akhe awuwaqedisisi, njalo ekhuluma ngokungani kuye emacansini wena ungafuni kuhlukuluzwa lokho. Bathi nxa wesilisa kwesinye isikhathi emiduze kwakho kakhulu uyizizwa ungahlalisekanga, yikuhlukuluzwa lokho. Sibonile njalo labo kholo lwesimuslim bathi lanxa begqoke iqhiye yabo liyana okuthiwa i-jihab, kulabanye njalo abesilisa ababe batshayela ukhwelo bekhuluma okunye okungabahlalisi kuhle. Ngakho yona yabo sithi abantu baza kuhlonipha kodwa bengakwenzi. Sizwile omunye sithi hayi, kodwa nxa uhlukuluziwe lowo muntu eyisiphathamandla sakho umbe engumkhokheli wakho enhlanganisweni, lelungelo lokuthi uyekhuluma emsebenzini ukuthi hayi mina ngiyahlukuluzwa. Sezwa njalo abaninginingi bekhuluma okuchiyeneyo, kodwa bathi hayi okuqakathekileyo ukuthi abesifazana lingathuli, khulumani ukuthi liyahlukuluzwa ukwenzela ukuthi udaba lolu lucutshungulwe, kube lokungcono, kube lemizamo yokuthi kungaqhubekeli phambili.
Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu tinoti isusu aiwa Happy Women's Day, zuva remadzimai nhasi, toti makorokoto kumadzimai ese vakateerera. Uyezve kuna ana baba tinozoti mune madzimai, mune hanzvadzi, munavana sisi, munavana mai, saka nhasi izuva remadzimai. tukutarisa isu kuti nasi taona hurumende ichibatana nemamwe masangano emadzimai vachiwana ivo vachiita misangano kana kuti vachicherechedza zuva iro remadzimai vachitarisa ivo kuti rakakosha sei uyezve tisati tapinda muchirongwa mamboona imimi madzimai anobva kunyika dzakasiyana siyana kunana Somalia, Nigeria neZimbabwe vachitaurawo zvavari kusangana nazvo vazhinji vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti madzimai kana vachinge vawanikwa vashungurudzwa vazhinji vavo vari kutya kuenda kumapurisa zvimwe zvatakaonawo zvichiitika panguva iyo pakamboitika mhirizhonga munyika Saka pindai muchirongwa muwanikwe imi muchitaura nesu kuti zuva ranhasi muri kuita zvipi kana muri madzimai vari kunze uko. Uyezve United Nations inotaura iyo kuti pachirongwa chezuva ranhasi vachange vachitarisa iyo mabasa ari kuitwa nemadzimai. Hazvina basa kuti mudzimai ari kumaruva here kana kuti ari mudhorobha. Asi vari kuti iyo panodiwa yavanoti iyo balance yekuti kugadzirisa zvinhu kuti uku uri kuita zvemumba uri kubata zvimwe zvakadai nezvakadai asi mudzimai ano kwanisa kubalansa zvese kuti aite mabasa anenge achikwanisa. Saka regai timbokuratidzai mamwe masangano nhasi vaita misangano munyika vachitaura ivo nyanya nenyaya yekuenzaniswa kwemikana panyaya iyo yemadzimai. Saka regai timboona zvabuda kumusangano iwoyu waitwa Harare.
Isu tinoona kuti hongu mumutemo manga muine nyaya yemareserve seats ekuti madzimai akwanisewo kupinda munyaya dzematongerwo enyika tiwedzere madzimai muparliamendi medu asi isu tinoti tichienda mberi chinodiwa mikana kuti ienzane mumapolitical parties medu kuti tikwanise kuti madzimai akwikwidzewo zvakaenderana nevarume vanenge vachikwikwidza ndikapa muenzaniso tine maconstituencies 210 tikakwanisa kuti half yemaconstituency iyoyo inori iri reserved for madzimai zvinokwanisa kuti tisvike paequality yatiri kuda saka isu tichikurudzira kuti mikana ngaienzaniswe mumapolitical parties kuti vese vakwanise kuisa madzimai anoenderana
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune mukuru weZimbabwe Women Lawyers Association Amai Abigail Mutsvai regai tiende zvakare kune rimwe gweta rine mukurumbira muzvare Jesse Majome tichinzwawo zvavanga vari kutaura pamusoro pezviri kuitika munyika. Regai timbonzwa kune mamwe madzimai anga ari pamusangano wanhasi.
There's a lack of milestones in progress for ensuring that women have full and equal lives with equal dignity, equal opportunities and equal outcomes and realize the best that we can be. It's an extremely unfair world for women still, even in this century. And yet, what needs to be done to address this is just very simple. It's to just ensure that in every facet of life, there is equal opportunity for women, equal opportunity and equality of outcome. So, and this is in particular to those who have the power to run things, that they govern, that they adopt policies and implement measures that are funded to ensure that that happens. And personally, I cannot understand why our society keeps on shooting itself in the foot, because clearly, ensuring that women have the greatest potential to achieve their full potential is a benefit to the whole of humanity. I mean, it is very clear. And so I do not see why our society and our governments keep on shooting themselves and us in the foot, because equality for women is of absolute benefit, undeniable benefit to everyone in real terms. Because the only reason why that would be contradicted is because of egos, but people don't eat egos, they don't wear egos, they don't live in ego.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune gweta muzvare Jesse Majome vari kuti ivo vanhukadzi vanoramba vachidzvinyirirwa nekuti vatungamiri vemapatso ezvematongerwo enyika nemutungamiri wenyika vari kuti ivo havaremekedze uye zvavadi kuti madzimai asimukire saka ndimu zvare Jesse Majome ivanova ive guita uye zve panguva yapfuura vakanga varivo nengo yeparamende yanga yakamirira Harare West asi tine zvakare zvabuda pamusangano wanhasi apo Gender Commission yataurawo pfungwa dzayo tatina mai tsungirira ihungwe chimbunde vachitaura ivo nezvezuva reInternational Women's Day regai timboenda kune Gender Commission tinzwe kuti vanga vari kuti chii.
Isu tisati taita maelections edu egore rakapera takambobuda tichinda nharaunda tichidzidzisa vana mai pamwechete nevana baba kukosha kwekuti vana mai vavewo muzvigaro uyezve takaona takaita appointment tikanotaura nemapolitical parties ZANU-PF, MDC, ndingangoti ndo mapato maviri makuru atakandotaura navo tichiudza vatungamiriri kuti vatungamiriri wee tinokumbirawo kuti muone kuti munokwidziridzawo madzimai ari kushanda basa mumapato enyu akasiyana siyana nokuti ini samai ndinotenda kuti nyika ibudirire development irepo madzimai anofanira kuva anodzidziswa neanotenderwa kuti vataurewo vavewo muzvigaro zvavanotaura pfungwa dzavo nokuti ini ndinobvuma kuti kudzidzisa mudzimai homwe vamwe vanoti wadzidzisa nesheni yose but ini ndinobvuma kuti wadzidzisa mudzimai watodzidzisa se
apo tanga tiri kunzwa isu kubva kuGender Commission asi Studio 7 yawanikwawo ichitaura zvakare nemadzimai vari kunze kwenyika vari kuBotswana vachitaura ivo kuti zuva ranhasi kune vamwe vavo riri kuvarwadza nekuti zvinhu hazvisi kuendeka vakasiya hama neshamwari kumusha uye ikoko kwavari kugara zvinhu hazvisi kunyatsovafambira zvakanaka regai tinzwe zvanga zviri kutaurwa nemadzimai vekuBotswana pamusoro peInternational Women's Day.
In developed countries, a non-invasive test at a doctor's radiation or surgery. In developing countries, women...
Iqiniso elikhona kuleli lizwe lethu leZimbabwe. Bomama siyakhulunywa ukuthi kumele biphakame, baphakanyiswa, silungise inhlelo lezi ngezabomama. Kodwa nje yona into ebambekayo, mina ngamama esangayivumi. Engikwaziyo ukuthi omama siyasebenza kakhulu gadalala. Kodwa ukuthi kulana okuphumayo kule ndaba ye-Women's Bank iyakhulunywa kodwa ukuthi sike sinibone ukuthi ngobani asebelakho ye i-bank selikhona kodwa alikafakwa lutho phakathi yiko engikwaziyo mina hhayi amalungelo abomama sibili omama sesephansi ikakhulu kulele ilizwe leZimbabwe elilabantu vele akade bejayele ukuthi umuntu ongumama umuntu owadalela ukwenda lokuzala abantwana lokuhlala ekhaya lokwelusa lokugcina umuzi khathesi ukuthi benanzelele ukuthi omama lathi sesifundile singomama abalama-qualification alingana labo baba kabahloniphi ungananzelela umuntu ongumama elesikhundla ekade silo muntu ongubaba izolo wayethola inhlonipho kodwa umama yena lo esekhona khanya ngazathi vele kangani umama wendlini so amalungelo yathi kumele sibambaneni njengabomama sibeke ezombangazo eceleni silwele amalizwe amalungelo ethu njengabomama sindawonye singekeli ukwenza njalo silahlela lokho esikhala akusizi lutho ukuhlukuluzwa sibili kukhona ngoba kathesi sengikhuluma mina ngizimele ngedwa ngingameli omunye umuntu ngikhuluma njengelunga ledalela iphalamende ngikhangela umumo okhona kwenza ukuthi abasakhulayo ontanga esingathi ngama-youth for example honorable Johanna Mamombe the youngest member of parliament eZimbabwe la obotshiwe ngento yokuthi ukhulumile akukhulumileyo manje okuzakwenza ukuthi kukhuthaze abanye abanjengaye ukuthi labo bebengene bezombangazo ikuyini nxa bebona omunye wabo ubothiwe kuthi ayichelelanga khona ayichachi akuchachi akuzwakali ende njengendlela abothe ngayo sikuhlungu kakhulu sisela nje ukuthi ngiyenzani yena ngumuntu ongumama and ngumntwana lwana okuthi kathethi usenza kugcine engakhulumi esengathi ngesilungu yokufakwa itiye asakhulumi yikho okuba kwenzakala ngoba ukuhlukuza kwangkhona akuqedakali ukuthi ubothelweni nanti liyabona xa sikhangela nje kuhulumende lokhona ye uphose wazama nje khonokho ukubanika omama nje izikhundla lapho nalaphayana nxa sesikhangela nje izolo ukuthi kuvele kuhamba njani ukuthi omama abafundile baningi kodwa nxa umkhokeleli nje esebuzwa uyazivela omama angkhona abakho abalama-qualification kodwa ubona ama-qualification emadodeni so nxa ngikhangela mina yake ngibona ukuthi into le iyabe ingafuna ukuthi sifake ezombangazi phakathi asikhulumele ngamalungelo abantu abangomama siyabandezelwa xa ngikhuluma ngezimbabwe sengikhuluma nge-afrika siyabandezelwa vele kumele silwe sibambaneni
yebo ke lowo ngunkosikazi Sibusisiwe Bhuta Masara owebandla le-MDC njalo ungumsekeli kamgcinisihlalo wekomithi yezimbabwe parliamentary women's caucus sikhulume laye ese-Victoria Falls lapho echasisa ngokuthi abesifazana hayi abachelisanga ngokwenzakalayo elizweni
tisati taenda kune zvimwe zvatatiri kutaura tambingi tati isu toda kunzwa kubva kune madzimai ekubotswana saka regai tinzwe kuti vari kuchema chema vachiti chii pazuva irori remadzimai
Tavakadzi muZimbabwe vanenge vachikurosa maborder vachienda uya munyika kuna Botswana South Africa ne border jumping zvine marisk because unogona kusangana nekurepewa kubata chibharo kubirwa kana kuurayiwa asi kuti semukadzi anenge aine mhuri anoshingirira kuti agone kuti agone kuzoshandira nekushandira mhuri yake
sana kwajoina noti unenge uchitoplana maplani yako kuti uone kuti ungaite sei kuti vana vayamuri vanonoda kuenda kuchikoro zvikoro zvekudhura uZimbabwe vanoda kudya zvakafanana zvinhu zvakaita chingwa chikutodhura zvekuti vanhu vatotadza kana kutotenga
hamungaserebhureti muri muno mukuza mune musiri munyika yenyu kamusi furi mungagoserebhureta zvinhu imimi muri muno dinita munenge musiri furi muri muno because handifungifunga kuti mune muchibvumirwa kuti muite mucerebrate pamwe wamwe vanenge vasina madaisika futi mungagocerebrate anenge uchitya pamwe unosungwa nemapurisa
zviri kutodhakwa west hazvisi kuchinja every day its up and down zvingokwidza nekudzika saka hatina estable economy iri kungofluctuata up and down saka tichatozivi kuti chii chiri kuiti
otanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune madzimai anoita zvekutenga nekutengesa vari kubotswana vachichema chema vachiti ivo zuva ranhasi izuva rakakosha kumadzimai asi kwavari havasi kuona pane chiripo chekuti vangawanikwe ivo vachienda kunofara nekuti vari kuti ivo chekuisa patafura kuti vana vadye hapana uyezve vamwe vari kutotya kuti vanogona kutosungwa pavanenge vaenda vachida kuenda kunofara vachifarira zuva ranhasi vamwe vachitivo havapiwe mukana wekuti vatore maof kuti vawanikwe ivo vachienda kunocherechedza zuva ranhasi saka tiri kuenderera mberi zvedu nechirongwa chedu chanhasi tombochingamidza vari pano palive feed yedu tichikumhoresai tichiverenga zvamuri kunyora tina Hilda Nkoma ari kuti hi every woman please be strong you are mothers of our day New Life Jambo ari kuti hi marvelous how are you I'm very fine New Life wakadi ikoko Moses Beta hanzi maswera sei ma sisters happy women's day I wati notenda Donald Mamboma hanzi I'm watching you live and clear from Rustenburg call me ndobva tipa number dzake hanzi madzimai woye I wati nokutenda I Moses Beta again ari kutiona ari kuJohannesburg Fraser Chicks Nathan ari kuti how are you good people and also happy Women's Day I wati nokutendai tina Brighton Ndebele ari kuti watching you from Johannesburg ndobva tipa number dzake Courtney Mpeni Courtney ari kuti watching you from Cape Town mukoma Courtney vabva vati vakadzi havafanirwe kupinda muparamende basa ravo kubikira varume kudzimba hapana chinobuda kana paine vakadzi mukati. Samson akanyudzwa naDeraira. Vamugabe vakafinirwa nemudzimai kuti vadonedze shamwari yavo. Vakafamba na yavanga vafamba nayo munguva yehondo. Saka ari kuti vakadzi basa ravo ndere kuita makuwa kuhuni. Mafungiro avo mukoma Kotini asi mumagarede mazwana ndifunga kuti ndozvachizvichiri zviri kufunga vanhu izvozvo mukoma Kotini nhasi. Izvo rekumbosimudzira madzimai vanga vari mudzimai wenyu, mai venyu, vana venyu vasikana kana vamwewo. Uyezve pamukana iwoyo tinobva tatorawo mukana wokunzwawo zviri kutaurwawo nevanoita zvemitambo. Nekuti vanga vari kutaurawo kuti zuva ranhasi rakakosha kuti hurumende iwanikwe iyo ichiremekedzawo kodzero dzevanhu vanoita zvemitambo. Takaona isu mavhiki apfuura mumwe musikana anoita zvemitambo Gonyeta achisungwa achiendeswa mapurisa achinzanzi iye akanga aita skit yanga isingafadzi vehurumende. Regai timbonzwa kuti ati chii pachirongwa chedu chataita chemangwanani cheLet's Talk. Ngatikurukurei Gonyeta.
Nhasi zuva ranhasi riri kutifadza zvisingaiti. Unoziva kuti kungorangarirwo semadzimai soka chinhu chakakosha. Nhasi takamboti zororei, tamboende dubasa makuseni but taakumba manje, takuchiri celebrator takazorora kumba manje. Ndichitaura hangu ndakamirira like kusaid baby susu kucomment. Hatingati zvanyatsoita, hatisati zvaakunyatsogamuchirika serek, but at least zvaanani. Freedom of speech iriko, but freedom after speech hakutorina. Like you know kuti last week ndakapinana nematambudziko ndakazenge ndatorwa nekuda kwemaskits atinenge tichiita. Zvinova ndizvo zviri kutotiraramisawo. Saka kana takuzosungwa manje, unenge wakufunga kuti takatochiitei after maskits? Hapana chimwe chatinokwanisa kuita, ndo zviri kutotiraramisawo. So I think vakatisiyawo semaartist, like dzine dzimwe nyika unoona South Africa vanhu vanoita comedy vachiita majokes. Ana president veikoko vana Trevor Noah, ana Kevin Hart vanoita majokes. Vasina kumbotya kuti uchazoita mapurisa anotitera kudzimba. So I think vakasiyawo vanhu takavawo creative tichidzoka neevery situation, cause pasina comedy kutaura chokwadi nyika inyatsoendeke. We need kuseka, vanhu vanoda kuseka cause
aiwa. Apo tiri kunzwa kubva kune musikana anoita zvemitambo Gonyeta Samantha Kurea achitaura iye zvakaitika kwaari, achiti iye hurumende inofanira kunzwisisa kuti pazuva ranhasi hazvingoreva kuti vakadzi vanoremekedzwa ndeivavo vanenge vari kumabasa epamusoro, asi munhu wese ari kubata mabasa munyika, ivo vanoita mabasa ekusetsa vanhu, mabasa emitambo. Saka vari kuti ivo there is freedom before you speak. As if freedom after you speak, it's not guaranteed. So star we're hearing there from a comedian. I had the pleasure to speak to her earlier on. She's called Gonyeta. I think you know her. She does skits on social media and, you know, in Harare and all over Zimbabwe. So she is actually saying today is a very important day. And she was just recounting how she was arrested for a skit that she did a couple of weeks ago because I think she was wearing a police uniform, but she was let go after some time. So she's saying it's important for government to realize that people like her, comedians, also should be given freedom of speech to express themselves. She even highlighted, she said people like Trevor Noah here and people like Kevin Hart, they are always going after our own President Trump here, but they are given that, you know, opportunity to be able to express themselves. So yeah, that's what she's saying she's yearning in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, yebo kambe kunjalo ke ntemba abantu bazibonela lazibonela ke untombazana okuthiwa ngugonyeti ukuthi la wake wabotshwa kuthiwa ugqoke impahla zamasotsha okungamelanga azigqoke. Kodwa ke kwenzakala kwabaningi njalo sike sabona njalo ukuthi ibandla le-MDC lalo likhala ngokuthi ngokubotshelwa ummeli wedale lephalamende layo osakhulayo uJohana Mamombe, bathi lokhu kwenza ukuthi abatsha bengasa thakazelele ukungena kwezombusazwe ngoba bebona ingani kuyahlukuluzwana. Kodwa sikhuluma nje silomhlonitsha wethu wakuqala ecingweni unkosazana Sichasisile Ndlovu, yena ke ulwela amalungelo abatsha. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Siyabonga ukwamukela kuhlelo.
Ye, ungathini lamhla ngelanga lokunanza amalungelo abesifazana? Ubona ingani
abesifazana namalungelo abo ngempela ayananzwa isikhangela ikakhulu abasakhulayo okuyibo osebenza lapho.
Kunzima ukuthi ngithi ilungelo lomuntu omutsha liyananzwa. Kukanti-ke iZimbabwe yona vele indaba yokunanza amalungelo abantu ingani sikhohle ngayo. Lethaloni wona abomama. Omama vele bona isikhathi eziningi ngabantu abasaphathwa njengabantu besintwana. Even iconstitution isitsho ukuthi ilungelo labo liqakathekile njengelomuntu wesilisa. Kodwa eZimbabwe kasisafiki ezingeni lokukuhlonipha lokho, lokukwenza lokho. Siphombuka ukukhotha wherever sikubona ukuthi ku-politically correct. Kodwa nxa sokubuya endabeni zokuthi sikufake kube ngumthetho, sikwenze, sikuphile, kuyasehlula njengelizwe. Sikhangela futhi njengezinto zinezi ezenzakeleyo, shutdown, nje ama-political developments ayenzakalayo. Umuntu wesifazana usala esegcekeni kakhulu, especially laba basemaphandleni abakwazi lokuthi benzeni. I-right of information ukuthi bebekwazi o-right ukuthi kune-RTGS bond isebenza njani, into abazayibamba ngesandla or into ezaphelela emafonini njenge-plastic money le esesilayo abakwazi. Akulalungelo eliqakathekiswayo kakhulu ukuthi umuntu achasiselwe, abekwazi, afundiswe ukuthi uzaphila njani. EZimbabwe into esesiyibona kathesi especially ku-rural communities, uvuka ekuseni uphila ubonge ukuthi uyaphila. Okokuthi kwamalungelo lokho yinto esiyiphuphayo, yinto esiyifisayo.
Ye, kodwa sesikhangela ukufinyelela impahla ke. Balakho yini okokudla abesifazana khona apha emaphandleni? Bathola yini imisebenzi laba basedolobheni leGwanda? Lakho kunye nje okuningi ningi, bafinyelela amanzi, ukudla lokunye.
Isikhathi lesi sikhangele sifuna ukuthakazelela ilungelo labo mama, kusuka kube lusizi kakhulu ngoba kuningi izinto ezishotwa ngumuntu owesifazana ezingamenza ukuthi aphile kuhle. Singakhangela ukuthi every month we need ama-pads, and kathesi ukuthi uye eshop uyethenga ama-pads imali yangkhona iyadula kakhulu, awulayo vele lesikhwameni sakho ukuthi uyethenga lawo ma-pads. And ama-pads angkhona i-government isacela kudala ukuthi kayiholise ama-pads njengoba iholise ama-condom mahara. Akwenzakali konke, izikhalazo ezilethwa ngabantu abatsha abangabomama azikhanyelwa, azizwakali kakahle ku-government yethu. Sithi singakhangela futhi endabeni access to basic services ezinjengokuthi amanzi, sikhangele kumbeni ukuthi access to health care. Kunzima ngoba kathesi nxa usiya esibhedlela kuyawe kumele ukuthi ubekwazi ukuthi ule consultation siyoza sikuyibhadalela nxa i-RTGS board, but awusoze uthole any medication. So uzamele uye ku-private pharmacy, i-private pharmacy yabe ifuna i-US dollar. So abantu abatsha vele abalalo lelo US dollar, lila bantu abalutshwana abangxenye abasebenzela ama-NGOs yibo abangabe belalo lelo US dollar. So iprice yokuconverta from US dollar to the RTGS bond iyabe iyinkalakatha yemali engakwaniswa ngumuntu. Akula muntu okwanisa ukuthola ama-services kathesi ngesikhathi lesi esiyiso sona eZimbabwe. And surprisingly, osiphatheleni bona abakhona phandle ngabaranwa ngama-government officials, and abala you can't negotiate with them ukuthi ngicela ukuthenga i-US kimi ngiyethenga i-medication ngile mali engaka ku-Echo Cash. They have their own prices and ama-price angikhona alani loku kukhangelela ukuthi abantu benga-accessa. So i-situation esikiyo yi-survival of the fittest, and most of the time us as young women we are the weakest point. So vele kunzima ukusurvive.
Hayi, kuyezwakala. Ungabamba khonapho, sizaphenduka njalo ukuwe. That was sichasisile Ndlovu, is an activist and working with the youth in Matabeleland South. There she's saying life is difficult for young women. They can't access basic services, there are no jobs, and so forth. We'll come back to her. She will explain that in English.
Thank you very much. Tinenge tine mutereri wedu tina munyarikani wedu. Hello.
This is Mave.
Aiwa tiri wadi taura yenyu star yenyu ne organization yenyu mvamati tibva tapinda muchirongwa. Happy Women's Day.
Thank you. Happy Women's Day to you.
Thank you.
Zita rangu ndinonzi Lucindo Ngwe Chikowero. And I'm dealing with Rosaria Memorial Trust. I'm based kunoko ku US, but tinoshanda in close relations ne Rosaria Memorial Trust yeku Zimbabwe. Basa redu kashiji kacho tinonyanyo shanda muwa naskana ni madrimai kukurudzira kugara kwakanaka uye kusarozwa kwevana skana.
Saka zuva iri rakakosha sei kwa muri sezuva remadzimai kudai, pane zvamuri kuita here?
Zuva iri rakatikoshera zvakanyanya kuti izuva hongu ratino ndingati zvangu mazuva ose mazuva emadzimai, but kuva nezuva rakaita sanhasi rinosetwa aside kuti ti remekedze madzimai zvakatikoshera zvakanyanya, because ndopatinosimudzira nyaya dzakakosha kumadzimai dzakasangafanana nekurodzwa kwevana vasikana uye zvabva kutaurwa nemuteereri nyaya ye access to sanitary pads, kuti dai zvaibvira kuti hurumende yedu yakwanisawo kupa vanasikana nemadzimai who need the sanitary pads pachena pasina mubhadharo.
Mm-hmm. Tinoona muri muNew York, mafambira chiimomo?
Okay, ndiri kuNew York. Kune CSW inoitwa iyo Commission on Status of Women. Isangano rinoitwa pagore nepagore panoungana madzimai anobva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana vachikurukura nyaya dzinoererana nemagariro evanhukadzi. Timu yegore rino inotaura iyo nyaya yeaccess yeiyo access yatatichambotaura and sustainability as well. Saka ndozvendafambira mangwana unova musi wemugovera 9 March kune youth dialogue, so ndopanoungana vechidiki vachikurukurawo nyaya dzinosanganisira vechidiki and this is a build up to the main CSW.
Mm-hmm. Momboti nechirungu, if you can tell us how important is, you know, this commemoration of International Women's Day for women?
Yeah, this is a very important day for women because it is a day where we get to really review the strides taken towards the emancipation of women and how our rights are being respected and where we really need to be. So it is a very important day in that it is really set aside for to review women.
Mm-hmm. You're in New York right now. What brings you to New York?
Okay, I'm in New York because there is Commission on Status of Women conference that is supposed to start on Monday, the 11th. And this is an annual conference where women from across the world come to the United Nations to discuss issues affecting women. And also we are talking of sustainability and access to public services. So with this theme, we find that it is very hard, especially for women in rural areas, mm-hmm. and some without, they don't have access. So mm-hmm. it is very, very important. It is an important day. And also tomorrow, it is it's called Free CSW Youth Dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a day where young people aged 30 and below come together and talk about their own issues as well. So right now I am chaperoning about 14 young people. Most of them are teenagers,
mm-hmm.
Who have been who are all in the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Please hold on. We will come back to you. Star, you mentioned earlier on that there were other commemorations that were happening. We spoke to the leader of the MDC Women's League, and she yesterday said they were going to be having commemorations in Chitungwiza, in Harare. So it's not only the women's organization, also political organizations seem,
yes.
you know, to have commemorated today's event. And I think one of the callers spoke about you know, they were really aggrieved about the harassment or arrest of Joanna Mamombe, who's one of the youngest MPs, you know, and I know she got bail today, but, you know, those are some of the issues that are being put on the table to say that how safe are women, especially the younger generation. I don't know if our guest is there. She spoke something about Joanna. I would like to engage with her on that.
No, that was actually the Zimbabwe Parliamentary Women's Caucus Vice Chairperson, Sibusisiwe Buta Masara. She couldn't get her on the show. She's also preparing to go to New York.
Oh, okay,
and,
good.
She mentioned that they are grieved by what happened to their youngest member of parliament. So, but that's the, and she's saying it's not only at party level. She believes that it will have impact on the youths who wants to join politics because
maybe
they'll be intimidated by that.
Lucy, you're on the phone right now. What do you think of these arrests that are happening? And you're with the youth. What are they? Are they following events in Zimbabwe right now?
Yes, they are following some of the youth that I have are raised in the diaspora, but they have strong connections with Zimbabwe because their parents came from Zimbabwe or they were born in Zimbabwe. As a kind of their chaperone here, they are really concerned about what's happening because they see it as an attack on young women who wants to come out as leaders. They feel they are not protected, and they are wondering what can be done. And I think it is one of the issues they were really trying to push at this youth conference, because they are saying there is no sustainability. You can't talk of sustainability when you are denying people access and also their freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. Coming back to you, Chazisile, if you can tell us what the youth there in Matabeleland South are saying about the political situation. What exactly does your organization engage the youth on? Do you just talk about social issues, or they are worried about what happened in the country? For example, I heard you mentioning the shutdown. Did it have any impact on the youth you are working with?
Okay. On the issue of the shutdown, let me start by saying, as Community Youth Development Trust, our founding principles are aligned. We focus on advocating for political and socio-economic rights as well as an organization. So we provide platform where youth engage on socio-economic issues as well as on political issues. Where on political issues, we're looking at the issues to do with youth participation, youth engagement, and also youth inclusion. Therefore, on issues to do with the political development, we are so certain about what is happening in Zimbabwe, because we have noticed that the rising voices of the young people are starting to actually voice up on such things, and also we are starting to engage leadership and hold leaders to account because of what is happening now. In Zimbabwe, especially in Matabeleland South, the moment you open your mouth, you are targeted, you are found under a certain list from the security forces, and maybe you are going to be followed, going to be interviewed, which is so intimidating, and at the end of the day affect the zeal to actually open up and engage. Then it also affects young people to exercise their rights. So at the end of the day, you are like moving a step forward, steps backward, to say after empowering a young person to actually clamor for his or her rights, at the end of the day he's going to be intimidated and we are back to square one. So at the end of the day we are saying our political leaders should actually show a political will to promote the existence of safe spaces where young people can actually voice up and also claim certain issues from their leaders. It has something to do with social services and also improvement of the political situation of the country. We are also saying as an organization, there is no youth participation, there is no democracy. For the country to realize democracy, there is need for the cultivation of active participation of community groups. and the rural people. But what's happening in Zimbabwe is so sad, and it's so discouraging, to say the least, because at the end of the day, the young people are considered as young people and as children as well. So whatever you're trying to say, you are told that you don't know anything. How can you engage on political matters while you are still young? So we are, as an organization, we are still trying to lobby and advocate for the institutionalization of youth participation, because we are saying if this youth participation animal is institutionalized, it will also force the government to implement activities that create spaces for youth engagement, and also it will remove this labeling of youth participation as a political advocacy. So at the end of the day, organizations that lobby for youth participation won't be viewed as frontiers of regime change agenda, to say the least.
Very interesting contribution. Mino mamakati rira ere Sister Lucy Mbo commenta wazwa jiruputa urwa negesi edap.
Yes, I actually agree with her.
Yeah, mwazwa niri mirwa mai.
Okay, ndino bumira na vosa kanyanya. Because the future, there is one of the ladies who leads my NGOs, United Nations, Ano Garachiti. The future is young.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, Tika Tarisa, we need to engage them. And whenever they have grievances, instead of that crackdown, they need to be engaged and address the issues that are affecting our nation. That's mm-hmm. the only way we can develop as a young democracy.
I want this was one more, but I'm going to get it. But life feed, but fortune zihura, I nezuva remadzimai ndichipa ruremekedzo nekutenda kune vechidzimai vanosanganisira amai vangu mudzimai wangu ndisingakanganwe first lady mumapinzawo and first lady ngavawanikwe ivo vachita sei vachiremekedzwa chaline chikomo abvati can I talk about this tichai tirikukufonera sister Chaline Chikomo tichakufonerai tinotoda kuti mupinde muchirongwa mutudzo upfungwa dzenyu my sister, I don't know if you have any. We have a person here, Chaline Chikomo, says she wants to be included in the program, so we're going to try and call them.
Yes, the shoot. Siyathanda ukuthi lani lawe nxa ufuna ukuphostelela kho lanxa nje imizuzu simlutshwana ungasilobela inumber yakho lapha ukhulume lawe kuhlelo. Kodwa okwakathe singabuyela kuwe njalo sichazisile ngithi lokho kade usitshela khona ubunzima abatsha ababhekana labo baqinisela yini kodwa beqhubeke ngenhlelo zabo bephumelele.
Ya bayaqhubeka sibili abanye but iningi especially kulaba besifazana bahle besheshele emuva kakhulu ngoba ungananzelela umuntu wesifazana umuntu owadala wababuthakathaka. So nxa izinto zingani kazihambi kuhle kulokudlwangudlwangwa kulakuthula uhle yena hlehlele emuva athi hhayi abakwanisayo kabenzi. So kusuka kube nzima kakhulu ngoba iZimbabwe is one of the countries eyasayina kuma-SDGs. So one of the SDGs ikhuluma nge-women empowerment, young women included as well. So siyazibuza ukuthi kuzahamba njani ukuthi si-realize this SDG ekhuluma ngokuqinisa abantu besifazane. Njalo esikunanzelelayo kakhulu ukuthi nxa kungela kuthula njalo kulokudlwanguzwa kwesigabeni i-development iba suppressed. Nxa i-suppressed umuntu oba affected kakhulu ngumuntu wesifazane. So konke lokhu kugcina soku-affecta indlela aziphatha ngayo ubuntu bakhe, kum-affecte futhi le ndlela axoxisana ngayo labanye abantu esigabeni ngoba uyathi sezikhangela zibone ngumuntu lwana ongelancedo. So izinto zonke zenezi ezenzakalayo elizweni leZimbabwe zibulala ingqondo kakhulu thina abantu besifazana ngoba siyabe sesizibona ukuthi akulanto esingayenza nxa singabonwa ukuqakatheka ngabakhokheli bethu. Bese ngisithi futhi
access to basic commodities elizweni lakithi by young women iyahlala iliphupho nje sikhangela indlela okuselakala ngayo i-commitment from leadership yethu. Even ama-political leaders at a constituent level, they are not valuing young women needs. Into abayenzayo ikulalela benza ngathwani bazi kulento abazayenza behambe behambe. Next time selihlangana labo libabize emhlanganweni ukuthi kathi laphana sakhuluma sathi kuyini esesiwenzile. Uthola ukuthi umuntu wangkhona kwahle kwaphelela khonapho akula commitment ayenzayo. So kunzima nxa ingeda ubona kungela change. At the end of the day, these young women abala patience.
Hayi siyabonga umbono wakho ume khona pho ecingweni sizaphenduka kuwe.
I think, you know, let's now go over to Miss Lucy if you're still on before we take some solidarity messages from some organizations that we had compiled earlier on. What's the way forward as you see, as you prepare for this CSI coming next week? Hello, Lucy.
To ensure that...
Okay, I'm going to talk to you again. I'm going to talk to you. Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, what are you talking
about? I'm going to talk to you. Nango batra uchungwa pakati ndikanzawo pachitaugwa nenyaya dzevechidikiwo inyaya ndibata wanika wana softwo zvakanakawo kuti ndingoisawo pfungwa dzangu mugango dzidiko nedzevamwe
taurai moti gaga kuti
ndangotaurawo kuti ndinobvumirana nevanhu vose vanoti vana vechidiki vakufanira kuita vachipiwawo mukana zvikuru sei takatarisa munyika medu muZimbabwe chaimo unowana chero kuti vana vechidiki makiriyetwa magadzirwa ingari chimiyo chokuti mava kutyisa kuti vana vade kupindira muzvinhu zvakada for example zvakada sezvepolitics zvematongerwo enyika unowana kuti vana vanenge vanogona tinavo vakawanda chose because tikatarisa zvemucontinent Zimbabwe nanhu vakadzidza vakawanda but kudzidza ikoko kunge zvisina basa nei nokuti kuti vasumukewo vade kupinda pane pamwe zvematongerwo enyika zvavanhu vachionawo kuti vagadzirise nyika yavo because nyika haitongwi nevanhu vakuru chete but inotongwa nemaideas makuru so maideas makuru anenge ari mayouth edu achidawo kuti vapindewo munenge muchigadzirwa zvekutonga kwenyika vana havakwanisi nei vanoona vanhu vachishutwa mumastreets vanoona vanhu vachiabusiwa each and every day saka wakutoona sekuti pamwe kuinda mupolitics tewabereki vambokuregi uchiinda because vanoona sekuti kunhu kunongourayiwa vanhu kunhu kunongodi saana achiona sekuti zvikuru sei tinyanya kutaura nezvevana vechidiki vanhu vakuru vane responsibility huru yekugadzira nyika kuti iite kuti vana vese vafile free kuva vari involved munyaya idzi
aiwa so, mabva mati gaga mukoma tinotenda chaizvo muve nezuva rakanaka. Aiwa, there we are hearing from one of our callers. He's actually saying he's agreeing with what our guests were saying, that, you know, it's a very difficult operating environment, especially for the youth who want to get into politics, because he says people, you know, the youth, especially the young women, have been seeing people being shot on the street. So for them now to go into politics, they are shying away. But let's go to our solidarity messages on Women's Day that we prepared earlier on. I think we have a few from the Kwekwe mayor who was visiting here in Washington and from the ambassador of the African Union. Let's take a listen.
Ndinonzi Councillor Angeline Kasipo. Ndiri Councillor we Ward 10 ku Kwekwe City ku Zimbabwe. Ndiri mayor we Kutare Kwekwe. Inini ndiri kuti kumadzimai pa Women's Day iratakasangana naro ngatingozivai kuti we can do it. Inini ndiri meya wekutare Kwekwe, ndiri kansela zve muKwekwe imumu. Ndiri kuti achisi chinhu chiri nyore kuti semudzimai usvike pazvinhano zvakadaro. Asi ndiri kukurudzira madzimai vana vechidiki vasikana kuti we can do it. Not only politics, but anything chatiroda kuita, tinogona kuchiwanikwa, tichikwanisa kuita. Takangoshanda nesimba, takangoita determined kuti this is what I want to do. Takangowanikwa, tichipersevere. even takambuwa ni kwa tichidona, tichidzo, kera kumasuri. Asi if we keep persevering, we can do it.
Ndini Ambassador Dr. Arikana Chilombari kwao, ndiri Ambassador we African Union akatumirwa ku United States of America. Mazwi andoda kuza vadzimai pasipose ndee kuti, pa vakuru vedu vese veku African Union, vari kuti, nyaya yevakadzi inyaya yakaoma. Hapana imba inobudirira kana vakadzi vasiri pamberi. Hapana imba inobudirira kana vakadzi vasiri empowered. Hapana imba inobudirira kana mai vasina chidzidzo chavanofanwa kuti vange vainacho kuti vadi vabate imba yavo zvakanaka. Kuti imba ifambe zvakanaka ndi mai vanenge vachitungamira. Saka isusu vakadzi tinotungamira dzimba dzedu mumisha, tigotungamira region yese, tigotungamira nyika. Vanoti ukadzidzisa mukadzi wadzidzisa imba yese. Saka isusu muAfrica vakadzi ngati realize kuti chii, vakuru vedu vanotitonga vari kuda kuti tive tine yatinoti gender parity 50-50.
We heard there from the African Union Ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Chilombori Kwan. Also, we heard from the Kwekwe Mayor who was visiting Washington, Edeline Kasipo. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, Ntemba was really nkosazana Ndlovu. Okukhulunywa ngomlaleli esithi umbono lokuyana obukuchasisa ngabatsha ungani laye ukhulumile obekhuluma ngolimi lesishona kodwa besithi ukuthi umbi wakho ubuqhakathekile uthini ngokuthi umlaleli.
Hayi, siyabonga ukuthi umlaleli asisekele njalo futhi into esicelayo sicela ukuthi singasekelwa ngamagama kuphela, sisekelwe langezenzo ukuthi sihlanganise amazwi abe ndawonye ngoba we believe ukuthi united we can conquer. So besicela ukuthi bebe besisekela langezenzo njalo siqhubeke siyingeja iParliament, siyingeja even the government of the day ukwenzela ukuthi inanzelele ukuthi ukuvala abantu abatsha asondlela engavuka ilungisise izwe kuvulela abantu abathi befake imbono yabo njalo bephatheke ezintweni ezinjengalezo kunganceda ngoba we believe that young people are very innovative and they have fresh ideas that can run the country.
Siyabonga. Usale khona pha ecingweni.
Rigating the Kwamuri, Sister Lucy Dzokai zvenyu muchirongwa muchitivharisira kuti ndezvipi zvamakaronga tichipinda muvhiki irori pachange pane misangano yemadzimai.
Oh, okay, chekutanga tine vanasikana vari kuparticipate youth dialogue iri kuitwa mangwana, ichatanga mangwana. Vachazopindazve muworking group on girls ichange ichiitwa muswe Sunday. Then muswe Monday tichange tine pachavhurwa CSW, tichange tine nanga inenge iri pa number one Union Plaza. UN Plaza nanga ichange yakavhurika ichange iri open kubva Monday kusvikira Friday. Vanhu pavanenge vachiuya vachidiscussa nemapolicy makers nevanotungamirira whether muhurumende kana imo mumapazi ezvakaita na United Nations and African Union nemamwe mahurumende akasiyana siyana. So it's an empowering space for women vari kuparticipate vari kuuya as delegates ku United Nations. Uye vachazenge vachikurukurawo pa mune nyayawo dzichabuda zvakare imomo dzinoerekerano nekodzero dzevanasikana neaccess. Vachataura nyaya dze social protection, vachataura nyaya dzemapublic services and stuff like that. So yeah, vanhu vanokwanisa kupi kusvika kunanga
Aye, thank you very, very much. Time is not on our side, but just tell us, where is this Nanga? Where can people go?
The Nanga, you will be at number one UN Plaza. So it is a space that was set aside by UN Women, but it is being led by Rosaria Memorial Trust and other partners like Plan International. So this is a space for women to come and discuss, to strategize, and on how they are going to engage during the CSW.
Thank you so much, and happy Women's Day to you. You have a blessed weekend.
Thank you so much, Sister Mave, for having me.
Thank you, sir. And we'd like to say thank you to our guest, Chazisile Ndlovu of Community Youth Development Trust. This is Sithandekile Mhlanga in Washington.
And this is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye saying Happy Women's Day to all the women that were following us and also all the men also who participated. And we also want you to be involved in the conversation and all those that joined us on all our Facebook platforms, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye saying have a very good night.